When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuned into the Permission to Stand podcast.
Yep.
Where we talk about K-pop. And of course, that includes a lot of BTS, aka Haley's specialty.
Always.
There's going to be a ton of that today for sure.
Yep.
And of course, a little bit of anime, and we'll actually talk more than usual about anime today,
mm-hmm.
plus a sprinkle of Genshin Impact, right?
Yes.
You can always tune in and listen to us here on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you listen to podcasts usually.
And it's every Thursday, so be sure to check us out.
Yes, we actually update our podcast weekly.
Yes.
So every Thursday, you can actually hear our voices and hear us chat about the stuff that you guys usually enjoy talking and thinking about too, right? So I think we should just get into it.
Well, it's almost Thanksgiving.
Well,
oh wait,
it is
Thanksgiving
as of this recording.
Yeah,
it is Thanksgiving. So
that's true.
From here in the United States, I don't know if anyone.
I think it's only U.S.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah, in Australia we didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's an American
so,
holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving from from America.
Yeah.
And guess what's going to happen in a couple days?
Yes, in 2 days. Oh, my God.
The day of reckoning has arrived.
I can't believe it. So close already. It's the BTS concert day one.
Day one
yep.
of BTS after like a little, you know, brief hiatus because of impossible
of the pandemic. Yeah,
things that are going on.
2 years since
that
they've performed
live in general.
Right.
And to think.
LA.
Los Angeles will
gets
be
the
first. Like people
right.
or whoever comes in, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of international travelers,
yeah, but there won't
domestic
be
travelers that are coming in just to watch them though.
Yeah. Mainly people from the US.
Like all over because yeah. since I think they originally were supposed to have it everywhere, right?
Right. Like, yeah, it was meant to be like a world tour, but now it's just this
the
one
four days
one concert in LA for
all
4 days
in Los Angeles
yeah.
at the SoFi Stadium. Super excited. You should already know about how mad and crazy that whole ticket spiel was
right.
with all these pre-sales on pre-sales on pre-sales.
Which
secret pre-sales
fucking pointless.
And you know, we're past that. We are a couple days away from, you know,
seeing
hopefully
yeah.
Some fake love action. I'm excited to see Jungkook do his infamous
shirt lift. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm ready to see some of those Jins, like, blowing kisses to everybody. So,
yeah.
This is going to be so much fun. I'm super excited about this. But I am not excited about the parking.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Not only SoFi. Are they having the SoFi Stadium, the regular concert, the permission to dance on stage concert, but if you weren't aware, they're also like right next to the SoFi Stadium is the YouTube Center or YouTube Stadium?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called. But it's like YouTube Live.
I said YouTube Center. So it made me think of like the YMCA Center. No, but yeah, because they have another...
Live play, yeah.
They have something right there.
Yeah.
Which is another kind of like, I guess you could say like a theater hall.
Exactly.
Like a giant hall.
It looks like a big movie theater. And they're going to be...
broadcasting like the actual concert each day.
Yeah,
right?
At the same time.
At the same time.
So it's live,
for those who couldn't get tickets.
But you have to live in LA.
Yeah, well, you still have to be there. But there's you told me there's actually other stuff going on. So it's like kind of not just like watching them live on a film screen.
Yeah, so
there's
actually
stuff going on.
They have like a merchandise booth there.
It's official, too.
Yeah, it's official.
Merchandise.
I saw some of the stuff. They have it on Weverse, but of course it's sold out. Like, within a couple of minutes. They have, was it the BTS logo, and it has, like, LA.
Oh, really?
I know. Me and Elise, we saw it, and we're like, shoot. But then, like, hopefully, I mean, I'm assuming that they're going to have it.
I'm
going to
safely assume that they will be selling this.
Yeah, because it says LA on it. And then they had, like, a magnet, and then also, like, a cup and a key charm.
We all know for a fact, though, that we should probably go early because we know those lines for the merch is going to be insane.
Yeah. I guess like now because I got I got an email from the parking because originally they said 3 p.m. But now you can enter at 12 at noon.
12 at midnight.
No.
The day before.
No. There's no sleeping over, guys.
Okay. So
at
just
noon.
Lunchtime?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Because what I'm thinking is too because if, you know, all the people who are going to try to get those shirts sound cool. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But from the sound of it, you think it looks really, really good.
Yeah, I think you would like it. Well, because it's like, it's just their symbol, like, with LA on the back.
I feel like all the larger sizes will go out first.
Mm.
So I'm screwed. I will be wearing a crop top because it's going to be a size small. And I'm going to be RM in a muscle fit shirt.
But yeah, supposedly they have like a lot of other stuff going on at the YouTube Live. They have a photo booth, I think. And then they're also giving out photo cards to the people that bought tickets for the YouTube Live.
Right.
I'm
oh, yeah.
So
it's not something where you
that.
Can just walk in. So you actually have... It's just like the concert itself because...
Yeah.
It's kind
you have
of
to have
broadcasting
tickets.
The
yeah,
concert.
Yeah.
There's tickets and seating and all that stuff. So
but
don't
I
just
mean,
waltz in there.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
this.
The merch booth is outside. So, like, I'm assuming that anybody can come.
We should
for
get there
that.
Early. Oh, my God.
I
so
don't
if
know.
They open at 12, we should be leaving our house at 11.
I mean, we have two tries to get it because we're going day one and day three. So
that's true, too.
Because I think,
that
like, Elise
true.
And Early would want to get. Merch too.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Well, this gives us double the chances, hopefully.
But I was like, dang it, I would have just bought it on Weverse to like beat
the
lines.
Oh, even the extra, like even if you're spending extra on shipping, it's worth not having to worry about the lines.
I'm
gonna
check again because you know how sometimes Weverse just like randomly freaking updates.
That's true too. I remember when they were doing like the pre-sales for the McDonald's stuff. Everything sold out, quote unquote. Then 2 days later,
it's back
like,
in stock
now
again.
Because
I was like, it's a pre-order.
we'll see though. It's a little different. I mean, I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Especially because, but this is like a tour merch. It's not just like a collaboration.
Yeah.
So it actually might be limited, but we'll see. I mean, we will find out very soon enough.
But I'm sad that we don't get photo cards.
Yeah, what
how
the
come heck? We don't get any?
Well, because we get to have their sweat rain upon us.
I mean,
if
that's
you're close enough.
That's what Elise said. She's like, well, it might be because we see them in person and they get to
exactly.
see. And I was like, what's still?
I wish they did though.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
At least one.
That's a lot of people.
I know
that's
it's
a lot
like
of photo cards
per night.
Oh my god.
Oh my
god. Not like they can't afford to do that, anyways.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'll see what else they have. I'm sure they'll have interesting merch too. I mean, I've never. Actually, I've been to one K-pop concert, like a big one, which was G-Dragon.
Right, that was like so
but
long
was there,
ago.
But was there, like, I don't remember us even going to the merch tent, which is surprising because it's you Of course there is. Every concert has a merch tent.
I don't know why we didn't. I think pictures. There was probably like sold out, or there was like a huge line.
Something happened. But yeah, I mean, there has to be some, like, you know, interesting items that might not be available even to people on Weverse and globally. So
actually, I'm not really the merch person, because like I've been going to K-pop concerts since like 2010. Right. I don't think I ever go to the merch booth just because the line is so ridiculous.
I'm the opposite.
You're the one that always goes to the merch.
Whenever I go to any concerts, like any tours, like, you know, from Coachella to even just like Blink-182 concerts, always I line up at the merch, and I always grab myself a t-shirt. Just like the Porter Robinson one. Like, I grabbed that, like, the last t-shirt.
Because I'm trying to think, did I get any merch at any of the K-pop concerts I went to? I went to, for K-Con, like, the first K-Con, they gave out t-shirts, so I got it.
That doesn't count.
I know.
That doesn't count at
but
all.
But it says K-Con on it, so.
Oh, that doesn't, you have to get some official merch.
Yeah, I don't
stuff.
Think
Even
I did.
Even, like, Anime Expo, I remember grabbing a shirt once from the official AX shop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got one, too.
Because of me. But... Like, that's pretty cool, though. At least they have, you know, so you won't catch too much FOMO, I guess, if you're at least going to the... Is it sold out, too?
Yeah, I think it is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because, like, that stadium is smaller, too.
That is. I mean, I think we looked up pictures, right, to see how it looked like inside. It's not that big. It's a smaller venue. It reminds me of, like, the El Capitan.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's like a movie theater, like, giant screen.
It's very intimate if it was, like, an actual concert.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. We will not see BTS perform at those anymore.
Never again.
Not unless you can hire them.
Right.
Like, for a private event.
But I guess, like, also at outside, they also have a pairing booth for your light stick. So they're going to pair your light stick with your seat number. So you know how they can control it and it makes it look like the colors are changing. Wave.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have to get our stuff paired.
Are they going to do that too for SoFi?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This was for SoFi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they might be doing it for the live, too. But it
I
just says
that,
the one
but...
for...
Yeah. I was going to say, too, speaking about light sticks, I know a lot of people will be bringing a lot of, you know, little attachments and trinkets attached to it, right?
Right.
Like, there's some... You said that there's some... kind of some guidelines or rules that they have, so just you want to tell the fine people out there, just in case anyone who's actually listening to this is going as well, just to make sure they don't bring something and then bring something else.
Yeah, so like guys have to make sure that you have a clear bag, like it cannot be anything else
bold,
but a clear
underlined everything. Like make sure it's clear.
It can't be colored, it can't be tinted or anything. It has to be straight on clear, otherwise they won't accept it.
Even plushies, right? Or something about plushies. So, is there like a certain size? Maybe just like, you know, those little
I think like the key charms are okay for like the plushies. Because like SoFi actually retweeted someone asking that question. Like, oh, are pins, like enamel pins that people put on their bags?
Right.
And like plushie charms okay to bring in? And SoFi replied and said, yes, it's okay. Just make sure that the pins are inside the bag. It can't be on the outside.
Oh, okay. Oh, so like those clear pin, like you know how like people display. Okay.
Yeah, and so then the plushies, they said that's fine also. And obviously, light sticks are okay. And then people were asking about the batteries too. And they said, yes, that's okay. You can bring extra batteries for your light stick.
Well, oh, yeah, that would be the worst. If you, that, like in the middle of the concert or right before it starts, your battery like
I
dies.
I know. But you know what's crazy though? Like, every other K-pop concert I've gone to, I've never brought extra batteries. I just make sure that, like, the batteries are new.
Yeah, exactly.
The night before.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking, too. You just plug in new batteries, like, from at least a reputable brand, like Duracell or Energizer. You don't want to put in, like, those 99-cent store ones, and then they last for, like, an hour, and they're dead halfway through.
Yeah, and then, of course, you need to wear a mask at all times, unless you're eating or drinking.
Of course.
And then you have to bring in your vaccination card and you have to be fully vaccinated to attend, or you have to provide that COVID test, the 72 hours
thing.
One.
But that's that sounds like that would be pretty much it, huh?
Yeah.
For the most part. And of course, make sure you got your tickets downloaded or printed out or something, because you don't want to come in there.
I know. And then of
the
course,
the signal might be effed up with all the people there.
Oh, I think there's Wi-Fi.
Oh,
but
we'll see.
But I heard that it's really shitty.
We'll see. Exactly.
From my friends that have gone to SoFi, they're like, "What's the fucking point? Like, you can't upload anything until like after the concert. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So
they could have done a better job.
Make sure
with
you
Wi-Fi.
Have you clear your space on your phones.
Which I still kind of need gigs to do. For this. Oh my goodness!
Well, at least you did one thing. You decorated very, very cutely and amazingly the light sticks we are bringing. Right?
Oh yes.
So Haley had her own art project, and I also purchased one, which also kind of helped give Haley some ideas. I purchased an RJ, like, I guess you could say an RJ costume for the light stick. Yeah. So it's really cute.
It's like a little hoodie, basically.
Yeah, like a wrap, like it goes around like the ball of the light stick. Yeah. And it's RJ's head, basically.
Yeah. And then I wanted to have a chimney one. But you know, on Etsy, they're selling them for like $50. I was like, no way. I cannot justify buying that.
I took Haley to Joanne's Fabric, yeah. like our local craft fabric store.
Yeah.
And then she made it like with like $5 if not less.
Yeah, I spent like $3 on the material, and then last night I was using the RJ one as a reference. Thank goodness he bought that. He bought it for $10 on eBay.
So yeah, shout out to that person I bought it from.
It was well made.
It was amazing.
Yeah. So I used that as a reference to make my chimney one, and it turned out really cute. I'm actually proud of it, surprisingly.
The cool part is, too, because we're putting this on the version 4, the newest one, right?
Yeah.
But it looks really, really cool because Haley bought stickers
or decals
of Chimmy and RJ, like their faces, just like the faces, like the outlines.
Yeah.
So when you light it up and they're wearing the hoodies, oh, it looks so cool.
Yeah, it looks super cute.
I'm going to probably post it on our... If you guys didn't know, we have an Instagram and we do have a Twitter, which I barely use, but I'll definitely put it on our Instagram account. Mm-hmm. It's at Permission to Stand Podcast. So check it out. Hopefully tonight I'll put it up, a picture. Mm-hmm. Haley did a little photo shoot of it today.
Yeah,
anyway,
I took pictures of them.
It's really cute. Like on one side it's RJ and then the other side it's Chimmy. So it's depending on who's using the light stick between me and her.
Yeah.
Because we share one light stick and... We have a version 3.
Yeah, so like for one day, he's going to be using the version 4 with his RJ. And then because my hoodie thing that I made of Chimmy, it actually fits on the version 3. Wait.
It does, version 3, right?
Yeah. Version 3 as well, so that's fine. And my decal says Jimin on it. And then I just put like extra Chimmy stuff. So it still looks cute. And then the next time we see, like the day 3, we're going to switch. Because I want to have the Chimmy one
for version 4. That makes sense. I'm excited. It looks so cool either way. So definitely check it out. Check it out on our Instagram. I will post it tonight, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you the pictures.
And it's at Permission to Stand Podcast. And it's super cool. And I just looked up on my eBay account the name of the chick that did it. So shout out to Barbie Bunny.
Does she have... She didn't have any other of the characters.
No,
it was just RJ, randomly that day.
It was the stars aligned.
Wait, was it only one?
Yeah, it was the only one. That's selling anything. She just sells other random stuff. And then
it was meant to
there's
be.
No other stuff. Because usually when you try to find these kind of cute, you know, handmade stuff, you look at Etsy.
Etsy, right.
So I went to eBay. I checked everything. And then eBay
Etsy
was one
expensive.
Of them. And I couldn't believe. I was like, what the heck? There's an RJ here.
Yeah.
And I think she literally just posted it. It's like fairly new,
too. Yeah, because that's cheap. $10. Etsy, so, it's $50.
Shout out to Barbie Bunny, because she also helped with the template for you.
Yeah,
the chimney
exactly.
turned out super well. I can't emphasize enough. You guys need to check out the picture when we put it up. But yeah, I mean, man, I'm super excited. I cannot wait to see them twice.
You get to finally
see Jin. I got to see him. Oh, you can also bring up, you can hold up
banners
made out of paper, right?
Yeah, there's a certain size. I forgot what it is. But then if you check SoFi Stadium and then the BTS guidelines, they'll have up like the size for the banner. But it can't be plastic. It can be either paper, like cardboard, or fabric, like a soft fabric.
Oh, okay.
But they said like PVC or anything like that, though.
I'm going to have a banner and then I'm going to say, this is specifically for Jin. I'm going to say, Jin, my girlfriend says I can be your boyfriend.
Oh my goodness.
I hope he could read it. And we're going to have our friend Jirla, we're going to ask her to translate it into Korean so you can actually read it, right?
And then I was going to say something too. Oh yeah, because remember one of our other friends said like, oh, you should have a banner with the lights I looked on the guidelines. They said no lights.
Because that needs electricity. Yeah. If you're not even allowed to have PVC.
But you know what's crazy? Before, like 10 years ago, I brought that shit in.
No, of course.
I know, but now they're like more...
Times have changed.
Now they're more strict. But then it's cool because like I had a GD one and I had it like... I made it too and it had lights so it would flash his name. So he could see it, like, from afar, because I was, like, not seated, like, right.
You could probably look up something interesting or cool to get their attention. Like, maybe, like, a black poster board, like, paper, and then have it, like, you cut out the actual alphabet or whatever, like, you're going to put, and we flash the light stick behind it so it, like, lights up.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
That's something to consider, that we have some more arts and craft projects before the concert, it seems. But yeah, I'm super excited. At least people who are at the YouTube one that couldn't get tickets, you know, kind of have a chance. Especially because, you know, more local army that are in the LA area as well.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people that are flying in from like out of town, they got the YouTube one as well because like to make the most of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And at least they're getting, like you said, the photo cards and all these different events are going on.
So, like, they'll see them in person for one day, and then their other one is, like, the live play, which is fine, too, because they're here in L.A.
Plus, while they're here, there's so many, like, literally, there's so many local events. Like, there's this local boba shop that always has, like, BTS events, and they give out cup sleeves. Like, Jimin cup sleeves or, like, permission to dance cup sleeves. Then they also have like little markets and they have a lot of vendors selling BTS stuff.
Right.
There's the tons of different K-pop shops all over LA.
Right.
You even have like even Honey and Butter, which we've talked about before.
Yeah, they're going to do one, but it's after the concert.
It's after the concert. But if you're still in town, like the after the second batch of shows.
Yeah, it's on December 4th.
They're going to be having possibly like... They're like a little pop-up.
Yeah,
I know for sure the pop-up. They have like some vendors artists, there. So like, see, it goes all the way down to Orange County. So LA, Orange County, especially K-Town here, you'll there's so much things to do even if you're just here to watch them at the YouTube.
Yeah, I'm sure all those stores are going to be hella packed.
Oh yeah, of course.
Especially the line store,
the official line store with all the. It actually has amazing, cool BT21 decorations everywhere.
Right. Yeah, they have like this huge. When you enter the store, there's this huge Tata like.
And it's
statue
next
plush.
It's like a giant statue, but it's next to. It looks like a giant
mural?
Postcard.
Oh, yeah.
For Hollywood. Because if you're not aware, it's in Hollywood, California. Yeah. So, like, right there on Hollywood Boulevard, I believe.
Yes.
So, like, right across from, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not, the Kodak Theater, which might be called something else now, but I still remember it as the Kodak Theater.
Yeah.
Like, and where all the hobos and the weirdos are. Yes, the line store is right there next to Miniso.
Right.
And
the reason why they chose that location, too, is because if we go back to when they were still rookies, American Hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where they were handing out flyers for their free concert. Like, this was 8 years ago.
Right across the street from where they were doing it. Because it was, I think, near the... It's across the Mann Theater also. Because they were doing it, I think, giving it around the Mann Theaters, from what I remember.
So I think that's why they made the flagship store in Hollywood. For that reason.
And there's so... Like, this... It should not even be called a line store. It should just be called a BT21 store. There's a small section in the front right when you walk in that has, you know, Coney Brown, usual line characters.
Yeah.
But literally, like, 80% of the store is a BT21 store, which is really cool.
But I feel like all the line stores everywhere now, it's like that. Because before, remember when BTS didn't have the BT21 characters yet? It was just like straight up line.
But your friend that went to New York recently, when they went to the line store there, they said they didn't see as much merch though.
Yeah, she was so disappointed.
And she didn't take any pictures. I don't remember her posting any pictures because any army would take pictures with the handprints if they had them.
Oh.
So I don't think, compared to the Hollywood store, which is like we said, the flagship store, the Hollywood store over here actually has... like hand imprints of each of the members, so you could kind of put your hand in their like cemented like bronze like hand prints. It's really cool. It's
cool
in the store.
Because you get to see how small or how big your hand is compared to this.
How small Jimin's hands are.
His hands are so tiny. And they're like almost as tiny as mine.
V has big hands. His is almost as big as mine.
These are like, his fingers are so long, I feel.
Yeah, he's V's hands are definitely, I think, the biggest one I can
remember. They are the biggest, yeah. Compared to, like, freaking Jimin's tiny hands.
Jin's was, like, weird. It's, like, straight. Like, everything is straight.
Well, even Jin has, like, those double-jointed fingers, too.
Yeah, but no, but then that's, like, no, when yeah, he's, I like... know. But it's just interesting to see. So, on top of all the merch, which they have a lot of merch and some exclusive stuff, too.
Yeah, they always, like, rotate it out. Like, I wish we lived closer so I could see...
We don't live that far.
Yeah, but we like can't go minutes. That often.
Yeah, you can if you wanted to. The question is, do you want to? Haley's just acting up right now. But it's really close. It's like 20, 25 minutes from us.
But the parking is horrible.
Even if we live closer, it's either... the parking will not change. It's going to still be shit. And you have to walk through more hobos and poop on the floor and stuff. That's Hollywood, people.
I know. Literally, the only reason why we go there is for the Lion Store, and then we leave.
I don't even... That's Haley. I go there because if Haley wants to go to the Lion Store.
But every time we have, like, friends or family that come over, they always want to go
to
Hollywood.
It's like that meme. It's like, oh, shit, here we go again kind of meme. It's like, because people who live, like, within LA County that don't live in Hollywood... We do not like going to Hollywood.
Yeah, because people want to see like the Walk of Fame.
But
and
that's
stuff
the only
like
time
that.
We go is to bring our friends, family that are visiting from out of town. So
which
we just
we
suck
will
it up
be doing
very soon enough.
Yeah.
Or if as of this podcast, we are currently have had doing already.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I mean that's the fun part too. This whole BTS week.
Exactly.
BTS LA week. They've been here already.
Yeah.
They've been practicing. You could probably spot them if you're lucky enough. And then now they're performing like at six different things, you know.
Mm-hmm. They have.
And then
the Jingle Ball
afterwards. And you have all these events going on in all these stores. So even if you're here just for one day, you could make the most of it. Just, you know, just at least have that extra day before or after to kind of like look around.
Yeah.
You can definitely shop around. And I mean, I am BTS out,
right?
But we're not done yet.
Nope.
Because BTS In the Soup, we watched it. Yes, it was the final episode last time, but this time it's the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's like not even an episode. It was split into five episodes plus one extra episode.
Yeah, so
it was
like,
interesting.
Each episode was like 10 minutes.
And it doesn't even pertain to each of the episodes. It's like random things going on from each of the episodes.
It's just like extra footage that I guess they wanted to include. And I don't know why they didn't include it in the actual show, because like some of it was really good. Like Jin and Jimin?
Jin and Jimin did a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, they did. I was like, what? They didn't include any of that in like the actual
show.
The
ATV part. Oh,
but they were
God.
Together a lot. I was like, oh, they should have just like included that.
And then they like, you know, they show them playing. Like, I think they were playing. You know, we saw them in the rain already playing their foot
volleyball
thing. But they were just kicking around the ball. There was another time too. Remember?
Yeah.
And then Jin slipped. Yeah. Jin slipped and fell. And then it's funny
because
he looked like a bad slip.
Yeah.
But then it's funny because V is just laughing at him, even though
V is always laughing.
But then it's because Jin caught himself, even though he was on the floor already.
He's posing. He's like one of those, you know, paint me one of those French girls kind of pose.
Like, yeah, he's like in that sexy like pose, and he's like saying, oh, I'm just reflecting.
Yeah, he's like pretending. Like he's like, oh, this is so embarrassing.
This man. There's a lot of things that went on. Yeah, the Jin and Jimin ATV. They played more basketball.
Yeah.
And
then also Jungkook with Bam.
Yeah, there was
like
a lot more of
like
Bam
always
too.
Spending time with Bam. He did like this whole like facial routine, like a spa day with Bam.
For Bam.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot of extra stuff that was really interesting. We saw how good Jimin is with Minesweeper.
Oh, yeah, that's
because,
right.
Here,
that's
Jin and Jimin again.
Yeah.
Another scene
They're
that wasn't even
together.
Included.
Mm-hmm.
Was it's funny. Jin goes into the gaming room with all these like $1,000 plus like desktops and computers, not to play like League of Legends or like something
like,
crazy. The guy is playing Minesweeper.
It's funny too because Jimin was in, because like their gym is right next to like the gaming room, and Jimin was working out, and then he can hear Jin in the next room. Oh, ah,
oh. He's making all these weird sounds.
And then Jimin was like looking like, what is that? So he got curious and he went in to see what Jin is doing.
And he's playing fucking Minesweeper. This guy is playing Minesweeper in the year 2021.
I used to play that when I was a child.
I think I played that last time I ever played Minesweeper or even saw that on a computer. It was Windows 97 or 95.
Yeah. I used to play it in class when we're like bored.
That is, I don't even know how that was even installed there, but I guess Jimin said he's really good at it.
Yeah, and he was helping Jin.
So that was some of that. I mean, they kind of showed the tent because no one slept in the tent outside this time.
Right, yeah.
Which was really funny because Jin was always sleeping in it.
In the first time.
And they kind of showed Suga or Yoongi's like setup inside the
camper van.
Camper, the Airstreamer thing. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because like all the members were kind of just having a quick look in it.
Yeah, because they couldn't come in because they were soaking wet from the rain.
And there's a lot of other stuff that was going on, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can't even think of it. Like,
it was just like all a blur, kind of.
It's all a blur now, yeah.
Because it was all very like random little clips. That they just didn't include. It's
really short, small clips. Yeah, like they, like one of the clips was like Suga doing squats. Like,
oh yeah,
that was like 30 or seconds long or a minute long.
Right,
and that was it. That was the end of the clip. He's just doing squats on the weights. But yeah, so that BTS and Soup 2 is officially done.
Yeah, and then I guess like after all those like mini clips, they had like a behind special, and it was just all seven members
kind of looking reflecting over, and yeah, looking at they gave them pictures, like yeah. They gave them like a iPad. Tablet or something.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of talking about each moment because a lot of them were candid photos and they're just showing it to the members.
Yeah, they were like, when did they even take these pictures?
Who's that? When was this?
Yeah.
And it was just pretty interesting to see and hear. And it seemed like they really genuinely had like a really fun time.
Yeah,
like, and they always keep bringing up, they can't wait till number 3.
Yeah, they're always like, we're ready for season 3 after this is done filming.
Yeah, because they said that, you know, season 2 wouldn't have happened if, you know, it wasn't for ARMY.
Because, yeah, season 1 did really well. I think
season 1 did so well mm-hmm. because of all of us purchasing it and watching it. That, you know, they had to do season 2.
And they like it, too, just because it's actually, like, a relaxing vacation for them because they literally do nothing.
Yeah, that was, yeah, they loved it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what's interesting, too? Like, the whole time was, like, they're all wearing, like, official merchandise. They made, like, a mascot and merchandise specifically
for Soup.
BTS in the Soup. Mm-hmm. And they're all wearing the shirt. I like the design of the shirts, to be honest.
Yeah, they're
It's
cute.
Funny because they also wear, like, really big sizes. Probably, like, XL sizes, yeah, double
XL.
Yeah,
Jimin's always wearing this oversized t-shirt that's, like, as big as him.
It's oversized for him. It's perfect size for me, probably, for my body.
Yeah.
But I looked it up, too, because they were on the Weaver store. Man, they're expensive. They,
yeah.
They go for, like, what, 85 to like 120, but they're cool.
Plus the shipping.
Yeah, that doesn't even include shipping because I think it's global, so that's an extra like 30.
Because Korea had like that pop-up store for In the Soup, so you can go there and get all the merch.
Right.
It's probably way cheaper.
Not to mention if you're in Asia, you'll definitely find fake versions of everything there. And I mean, that was cool. Hopefully we'll eventually find something. I really like the long sleeves and the regular shirt designs they were wearing a lot.
You don't want that lavender jumpsuit.
I'll take whatever I could take.
As Jin
wore it himself, I will wear it.
Yeah.
Even though I will look like a
marshmallow. Purple marshmallow.
A purple marshmallow / like someone that lives in Glendale.
Like, oh my gosh. Like those bougie ass.
But yeah, so that was, man, that's a lot of BTS stuff, but it's BTS week basically coming up, so
yeah.
And I can't wait till we tell everyone about how the concert was, let you guys know how the first day was,
yeah,
because it's we'll tell you how the merch goes too.
Yeah,
fingers crossed that I can get something in my size.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm super excited, super stoked. And everyone, just if you're, you know, not gonna be there, I'm sure you'll see a lot of videos and Instagram and all these posts. So
people are going to be uploading all that stuff.
And then, of course, we'll be uploading it too, maybe.
And then just remember, if you want to watch the concert, you can get a chance to do that. If you watch day 4, they have an online streaming. So just buy it on Weverse.
So you can stream it live from home.
Yeah, so they're only streaming.
Too much FOMO, right? Just the last day?
Last day only, day 4.
Okay.
Which is nice.
That's good to know, too.
Yeah.
So looking forward to all of this stuff. And, you know, whoever is actually going with us, we got to be safe. Be careful. Be safe.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need to bring extra batteries if you're smart about it. If you want to, go for it. I don't want to be the reason why your light stick's gone and you listen to this guy. He's like, oh, I don't need to bring any batteries.
Just bring new ones and don't keep them in your light stick until, like, you go to the concert.
Right. And then, like, Also, if I were you guys, also just bring cash.
Oh, no, sometimes. No. Oh, no. It's SoFi real. Is cashless.
Well, I better they better hope their signal is good.
Yeah. They're only, they're not accepting cash. That back. Yeah.
I was going to say for the merch stores if it's faster.
Cashless. Never mind. Yeah.
See it?
Cards only.
Bring all your credit and all your debit cards. Mm.
I guess they just wanted to do that just to be more like safe for like the pandemic too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah,
because you don't have to handle the. Yeah, exactly.
But it all depends on the system's internet.
I'm sure it should be fine because they've been doing that. I mean, they've been having stuff like events there. There's been concerts
and everything going on. I mean, we've been having the football games, Rams games, and everything.
Exactly.
But I will bring 3 cards just in case.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Always.
Well, I always bring mine.
And, man, that's, I'm BTS'd out.
Yep.
What do we have next on the agenda?
Anime.
Oh, yes. We're going to be talking about anime. And I think we talked about briefly last time. It was One Piece. Mm-hmm. Because we went over episode 1000.
Yes.
Which I also found out, and I showed it to Haley today. It's cool because they are doing a remake of...
Oh,
the
yeah.
first opening, We Are.
That's so they're good. Doing,
cause you, oh, man. If you watched the original One Piece.
The animation.
That animation is horrible. I have no idea how we got through it. But they're remaking that intro sequence, but with updated animations, like, you know, the current animation. And
I saw amazing.
Little clips. It looks so cool. I'm so excited.
That's so cool that they're doing that.
I can't wait to check that out.
Probably going to cry. Super cool.
also, One Piece-wise... we know about the live action. We'll talk about it in just a minute. But something just released today, or as of today, which is like, I guess, will be a week before this podcast is released. They're going to have a movie coming out direct, like not directed, but Oda himself will be watching over the whole movie called One Piece, I believe, Red Movie or Red Film.
It's an animation, right?
Yeah. It's this one's an animation.
Oh, okay.
And I think the focus is on Shanks.
Ooh,
I don't know if this is going to be it might be canon. I don't know exactly the details. We'll talk about it later. I just wanted to tell everyone about it because I was kind of surprised because it's called One Piece Red Movie.
No
real details except I think Shanks is involved. And because we're getting close to the end, people. We're finally getting there. Well, so I wonder what's going to happen with Shanks. I hope he doesn't die.
Better not.
You can't kill Shanks.
No.
Maybe he's going to lose the other arm.
No. Then he has to get robot arms. Like Frankie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Frankie can build him some arms. But, yeah, so that's going to happen. But, like everyone knows about, the live-action movie.
Right.
Or is it a series? It's a movie, right? Or maybe, like, it's... You know, I'm
even
sure. I'm
actually too sure. It might be.
It's live-action. Yeah. I don't know if... I think it might be a movie.
We'll see.
It's coming up... They cast it. Everyone has probably seen the cast now.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of people hating on it. And I'm going to be honest, I was kind of iffy about it.
At first.
Until, if you haven't read too much more into it, then that's kind of why.
Yeah.
You're just like left hanging.
Mm-hmm.
But Haley told me, and I looked it up, Oda was in fact involved in casting.
Yeah, so he chose himself. The cast for... the live action. So I was like, oh, there's hope.
There's
because
hope.
Like, yeah.
We have
like,
hope, people.
Because I guess he was saying to, like, in an interview on the article, he was saying that he took into account, like, their personality, the way that they act, their facial features, their movement of their lips and their hands and their eyes. Like, he took that
all
into
all
account.
And yeah. I'm glad he said that. Because obviously that's what makes One Piece One Piece. It's aside from the story, which is amazing, it's also the characters.
Right.
Like, you know, they're... all the little things and nuances that they do, how they are. You know, Luffy's going to be smiling a lot, going to be playing around a lot. Mm-hmm. Zoro's going to always have to look cool.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even Nami, just her, like, eyes and her flirtatiousness and all that kind of... It's just...
Sanji.
Of course, Sanji. I can't wait.
He better just have that curly eyebrow, though.
And Usopp, too.
Oh, yeah, Usopp.
I cannot wait. And you know what? There was a... It's funny, because the people who were casted were having dinner together. Mm-hmm. And they, like, took a picture together.
Mm-hmm.
But the only... person or one of the people that was missing was Zoro.
Oh,
and then they're like, oh, Zoro. And then the guy actually said, Zoro is not here because he got lost.
Typical.
So it's kind of cool that they kind of have an idea of this, the characters in the story.
I think, like, because I saw this post on that One Piece group, the boy that's going to be playing Luffy, he had like all these manga and then like the anime stuff of One Piece and he says, I'm doing my homework. So, like, I guess he's, like, studying, like, about Luffy and stuff. So
I mean, that's important. Yeah. I feel like that's not what they did for, like, Dragon Ball Evolutions and, like, Death Note. Oh, my God.
So he's like, I want to make you guys proud. Like, I'm doing my homework.
Because as Americans, like, I know we freaking suck when we do live action adaptations of anime. I don't know why we try to do it, especially when Dragon Ball came out, Dragon Ball Evolutions. That was...
Did I watch that? I don't think God. I even watched it because it just looked horrible.
That's the standard we have, and that's why we're almost like a joke, like a gag to a lot of people.
That's why everyone...
good movies like Hollywood.
Yeah. Anime-wise, no.
Yeah, because if you watch any more anime live-action movies, if you've seen the ones made in Japan, like I love Rurouni Kenshin, and they did the live-action movies.
Right.
Bleach, Attack on Titan, they look so good. Yeah, even
Death Note.
Oh, yeah, the Death Note, the live-action Japan one versus the Netflix quote-unquote adaptation.
Right.
It's not even the casting. I don't care that... was it L? L was a black. I don't care about that. The problem is I feel like they don't really get to know the source material, and they don't portray it well.
Right.
The problem is, like, they just don't do their homework. I feel like they just want to, like, monopolize and monetize.
They just want the storyline,
they
basically.
They monetize, like, the general story, whatever they read on Wikipedia, and they make a movie out of it thinking it'll sell.
Right,
Or something, right?
Obviously, they all got really bad ratings. So we didn't watch it,
The fact that Oda is involved, I have hope.
And watching over
I have hope that, like, this will be decent. I mean, you know, sometimes, like, even the Rurouni Kenshin thing, you can't follow it, the source material, like the anime or the manga, like, to the T, the letter, right? Because it's just so much to cover that is going to be in, like, a couple hours of film.
Right.
So, I mean, you have to at least understand that. You have to be understandable, like, in terms of that type of scenario where it's not going to completely be, you know, following that. Almost like the MCU, like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, isn't exactly what, like, the comic universe is. It's kind of its own thing.
Right.
So you just have to, you know, come with it with, like, an open mind, just hope for the best, and hopefully, like, One Piece will be good.
I mean, like, it's the same thing, like, when you get your comic book heroes, like, put into a live action, you want them to be the same as what, like, they are in the
story
comics.
May be a little different, fluctuating, but at least the character,
the personality.
That's
why Tobey Maguire for Spider-Man.
I really our friend Mark will agree with us. Tobey Maguire was, like, one of the best Spider-Mans, no lie. He was really good.
Yeah.
But just in general, so I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Oda, the god Oda himself, was the one that helped cast it. He's actually making sure that, you know, that he's going to be on set, making sure that everyone does their part.
Yeah.
Making sure, like Haley said, he's really, like, the details and even just the smiles and the gestures and all those little things make Luffy, makes Sanji, makes Zoro, and so on, right?
Yeah.
And I know he knows a lot of One Piece fans alike with One Piece, like, newbies, people who never heard of this, will be watching it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like he's just playing with fire, but, you know, he's gonna firebend the shit out of
this. We'll see. Excited. We don't have, like, a lot of details, like, when it's gonna come out.
Right. So hopefully we'll find out more soon, and
I hope we get, like, a trailer or a preview.
I want, like, a full on trailer too, just to really have an idea of what's going on. And hopefully we'll be good. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
But I'm worried for it. At the same time. Yeah. I'm just being honest. And and you know what? Speaking about live actions, there's one more live action we didn't talk about.
Which one?
Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh, Haley didn't know about this one.
Excuse me?
Yes, there's a Jujutsu Kaisen live action.
Is it Japan?
Yes.
Okay.
Adult film.
Excuse me?
They're having an adult film. They're having Jujutsu Kaisen live action.
Wait, what? Porn?
Yeah, live action.
Oh, hi,
adult
Gojo.
Film. Yeah, Haley might actually watch this. Might want to take a peek at this.
What?
I totally forgot.
So
yeah, they're doing a live action. There was a live action Demon Slayer
porn
adult film. Yeah.
What? Oh my lord.
Looks like something to watch.
I mean,
when
it's
comes out.
Japan. I'm not surprised, honestly.
Yeah, so that's not all the live action there is, guys. There's also this. There's the adult side.
Wow.
So cover your ears
if
you're
like cosplayers freaking
doing 18.
Stuff.
But we're gonna, if we can find, get our hands on it in the future whenever it comes out, I want to watch it. I'm curious to see, genuinely.
Skuna and Megumi.
Ooh. But yeah, so that's gonna be really interesting. Just to sprinkle on top our little Genshin, because we said we were talking about Genshin.
Yep.
Dual banner. Can you believe that? A dual banner is coming out for Albedo and for Eula. That's coming out super soon. If not,
I haven't played when there's been a dual banner.
Man, so they're going to have that. A dual banner for characters. 2 5-stars. I didn't look up the details how they're going to do it. But I'm super excited for whoever wants Albedo or Eula. Eula is really good, but I mean, I'm really happy with Ayaka.
Right.
The damage is different. Ayaka is like a constant high damage. Eula is this one like giant like cannon.
Mm.
Like she does like one giant big burst of damage like at once, which is insane to see. If you like those, the numbers, the meta numbers, man, that's some number porn for you.
I was going to say, for their like side characters that they have on the banner, are they the same for each of them?
What do you mean side characters?
So you know how like they have Eula and Albedo, and then they have like 3 other 4-stars?
Oh, 4-star characters.
What are they all the same? Do they share the same
ones? Yeah, no, they share
ones?
The same ones. Yeah, yeah.
So it's I'm not pulling on that banner.
You're just adding 1 extra 5-star basically to the banner.
Well, I'm saving.
Yeah,
then.
Ito is coming out probably I'm gonna save right for Ito. After that. So just keep saving those
gems.
I'm
going to have like 20k plus.
I wasn't going to pull on Ito, but I think I am going to pull on Ito now. Because I really like his character design and his character in general.
Right.
And obviously, I'm going to be spending some on the weapon too. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a lot saved.
Yeah, I got. Oh, I should hit 20k by the time this comes out.
I think I already have 20k.
I need to do a lot of my quests. Yes. I have a lot of quests that, like regular side quests and other like
stuff. He can probably gain another like 10k.
I can get 10k from it. I just literally log in, do my dailies, do my resin, and I'm out. Peace out.
Look at that though. I finished all the quests.
Man, so let's get to work on that today. So thank you guys as always for joining us wherever you are on the globe. Please listen to us and give us a follow, subscribe, whatever it is, on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, wherever you listen to us on podcasts. It always helps. And just stay safe. BTS is coming, so strap your seatbelts.
Hold on to your panties.
Ooh. No, my panties will be on the stage. I'll be throwing those panties on stage.
On Jin's face.
We will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for joining us, and peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.